history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, September 20th, 2012 here, getting down toward the end of the week there. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And Don Wiskin will be joining us in the third hour to talk about Extendivite and some other issues that have come up in the news. Some very, very alarming news regarding GMO crops, and I've been looking into that for the last couple of days, and we'll summarize that in the third hour. Tomorrow, of course, is Friday. Claire will be joining us in the third hour with her perspective on what's going on in world events. It's a crazy time. It really, really is. Before we get into it, we have a couple of announcements here. First of all, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal, as always, is sitting in our control room managing the warp drives, ready to answer your calls. And again, we need to start off the show with a reminder that RBN is holding a fundraiser right now. They're raising money for expansion to replace equipment, which, of course, these days, anything you buy in the United States is engineered to fail as soon as the warranty expires or the extended service contract or whatever the rest of it. And it does cost a lot of money to keep all of these facilities up and running and getting the message out there to people who really need to hear it. Big corporate-owned networks, they've got lots and lots of money, not as much as they used to have, of course, because the advertisers are fleeing them. But, you know, it is literally a war. This revolution is already underway, and it's virtual. It's taking place in cyberspace. These are the front lines right here for the restoration of the Republic. And we need your help. RBN needs your help. So, as I said yesterday, the only way we're going to get the big money influence out of our politics and out of our banking systems and all of that corruption is for the little money to unite together in the common cause of restoring the Republic. So you can go over to republicbroadcasting.org. You can either buy some of the branded products that you just heard in the little blurb as we came into the show here. There's also a direct PayPal donation button at republicbroadcasting.org where you can basically send them a gift to keep us all on the air here. You can also call 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719, and make a donation through some other means that way. This is really important. I wouldn't be asking if it was not critically important. We're down to the wire between those who want World War III to settle all their balance sheets and the rest of us sane human beings who want to return to a time of peace and prosperity for all and end the reign of the money junkies and the super, super rich who seem to feel that having a couple of billion dollars in the bank gives them the right to run the rest of the world on our behalf and without our permission. Rule by the money junkies, a very unpleasant prospect. Sounds almost like something out of a science fiction film, which reminds me, there was a movie out recently called In Time, where time literally was money, and it was an interesting metaphor because the whole point of the story was understanding the artificial creation of scarcity was what made the super rich the super rich. And there's this mantra that goes through the whole movie that for the few to be immortal, many must die. And that very clearly is a reference to the fact for the few to be incredibly rich, the majority must be poor. And as I've mentioned many, many times on this show, the big lie of capitalism is that everybody can be rich. And that, of course, is impossible. If everybody was a multimillionaire, who would you get to take out the trash, repair the roads, bury the dead, and the various other very unpleasant jobs that modern society requires? And so the purpose of taxation is to keep the majority of people so poor and impoverished that they will do what they're told to do to get that little piece of pretty printed paper. And that's basically what it is. The whole point of creating an artificial scarcity of money is to keep us all enslaved to those who own the printing presses. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I guess probably all of you listening to this show are feeling that you're in a bit of a time warp. We're all just sort of waiting for the new shot that will be heard around the world. And it's so obvious that the bankers, politicians, even religious leaders are just, they want this war so badly they can taste it. And we can look up at them and see the blood already dripping from their fangs. Unfortunately, it's other people's blood. And we're seeing more and more of this ramp up. Apparently over in France, they published more cartoons supposedly bashing Mohammed. And remember, the offense to Muslims isn't what is being said about Mohammed. Their religion says you may not depict Mohammed. And by the way, if you will remember, the early Christians had exactly the same thing. There's that commandment about no graven images. And, of course, the Catholics threw that one out and replaced it with, thou shalt not take the name of God in vain. I'm not even sure what that really means, but, of course, the Catholics are real big on graven images and stuff. But so the Muslims say you should not try and portray their God, especially if you're a lousy artist, which this guy over in France really was. They're not particularly clever. They're not entertaining. I'm not impressed by the artwork. Basically, they're put out there so the media can say, oh, this is what all the Muslims are screaming about. They're unhappy about the video. They're unhappy about the cartoons. No, they're not. These Muslim people are unhappy because we're bombing them. We're sending in drones to blow up women and children and call it collateral damage. That's what they're upset about. And the corporate media has been given their orders to say that this has nothing to do with a decade of war and conquest and regime change. They're just overreacting to these little cartoons and so forth and so on. Oh, my goodness. Now, interestingly enough, Benjamin Netanyahu is on the air in Florida in a series of political ads, clearly intending to put pressure onto Barack Obama to send American kids to die in Israel's war with Iran. And these are all being put together by a 501c4, as opposed to a c3, called Secure America Now. It should be called Fight Bibi's Wars. And because of the rules of a c4, they don't have to disclose who the donors are who funded this million-dollar campaign to have Bibi Netanyahu basically agitating the Jewish communities in Florida to get on their phones and demand that Obama send other people's kids to die in these wars. And only last week, Netanyahu was saying, I don't interfere in American politics, and here he is on the air, interfering in American politics here. Now, yesterday, after the show was over here on RBM, there was a story that came out, and it was being carried by CNBC, where there was supposed to be this intelligence report that was being shown around to the American corporate-owned media saying that Iran was sending weapons and soldiers into Syria via Iraq. They put them on commercial jets, sent them to Iraq. Iraq planes then flew to Syria. How, gosh darn those Iranians, how dare they send weapons and personnel into Syria? After all, that's the job of the United States of America. And when I posted this at whatreallyhappened.com last night, I put in the comment, this is just more propaganda attempting to link Syria with Iran. To say, oh, it's all the same group of people. They're all in cahoots. If we invade one, we might as well invade the other. And this is consistent with this scenario that seems to be emerging of an imminent full-on invasion of Syria by the United States and Israel because their little hired mercenary army failed to achieve the aim of overthrowing Assad. And then during the invasion of Syria, because Syria and Iran have a mutual defense treaty, Israel will attack the U.S. fleet in the Strait of Hormuz, point the finger of blame at Iran, and then the attack on Iran will be following up. And this seems to be more of the same propaganda. Needless to say, Iran is denying that they're sending any troops into Syria by way of Iraq or any other way. And again, points out, where is your proof that this is going on? Oh, we have reliable intelligence sources in Israel. They told us it must be so if Israel tells us that. Meanwhile, Kerry's over there warning Iraq that if they allow any more trans flights from Iran to Syria, that U.S. aid will be cut off to the puppet regime there. And the puppet regime in Iraq is looking and saying, what flights? What flights? Nobody's coming through here. The propaganda is really hitting the flailing stage. They're just throwing out anything that they think is going to work for them here. Now, the latest propaganda here is that Iranian Quds force poses a direct threat to the U.S. homeland. The new story is that some of Iran's Republican Guards, the special Quds force, they're going to come over here and they're going to start blowing stuff up. Why? Why would they? Iran is not in the habit of starting wars of conquest. They haven't started a war of conquest in over 200 years. And Iran is the only player out of the U.S. and Israel and Iran. Iran is the only one that's trying to avoid this war. So why would they do something that overt? Why would they do something that would allow the U.S. to start the attack that they have, the U.S. government and Israel have been drooling for years now? They're not going to do that. This is just more propaganda leading up to a potential false flag operation here. Now, U.S. diplomats are trying to point out the fact that if Israel attacks Iran, this will probably void many of the treaties that the United States has with various Arab nations. Because remember what we were talking to you about, the creation and propping up of the petrodollar, of using oil to basically prop up the value of the dollar by making the dollar the unquestioned oil currency around the world. And it all involved these treaties that the U.S. made with the OPEC nations, going back to the Nixon administration, saying, if you will only accept dollars for your oil, we will protect you, including from Israel, which is the only real threat those Arab nations face in the region, is Israel. The U.S. gives Israel a bunch of weapons, then it goes over to the oil-producing companies and says, we'll protect you from Israel if you will do what we tell you to. It's kind of like a protection racket, if you really think about it. Or it's kind of like these computer security companies that put out their own viruses and then they'll sell you the protection to protect you from their own malware. This is the same deal. Give a bunch of weapons to Israel, turn it into this big regional threat, go to the other nations in the region and offer to sell them protection in order, you know, in exchange for making the dollar, the oil currency. Well, if Israel attacks Iran, then obviously, the U.S. is unable to keep to their side of these treaties, and the Arabs are going to say, all right, treaties off. We're going to start accepting other currencies for our oil besides the dollar. And then the whole U.S. economy is going to come crashing down. But not too great, a price to pay to make Israel happy regarding war with Iran. And so the consequences of this war that Netanyahu wants, lusts for, desires, are going to have global ramifications. Not only militarily, not only with the risk of a truly global nuclear conflict, but just the fact that Israel's attack on Iran could actually bring about the economic collapse of the United States of America. You know, I mean, it's on the verge of collapse anyway. It's not going to take very much for it to happen here. And that's something else that Netanyahu really could care less about. He already knows the U.S. is collapsing. That's why they're putting all this focus on Canada. They're going to subvert and control Canada's government. So Canadian children will be fighting Israel's wars from now on. Meanwhile, in response to Iranian statements that they are going to be able to inflict a great deal of harm on Israel if Israel should attack them, you know, Israel is replying to Iran, the Jewish state can defend itself. No matter how many millions of American lives it takes. Reminds me of that character, Lord Farquhar, in the Shrek movie. You know, I'm sending you out to do battle with a dragon. Some of you may die, but that's a sacrifice I am willing to make. That's basically Netanyahu. Some of you Americans may die, but that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make here. Over in Pakistan, the U.S. embassy is under siege. And, you know, these protests continue around the world. Over in China, as you're probably aware, they attacked the car of the U.S. ambassador. Chinese protesters are chanting, down with U.S. imperialists, down with U.S. imperialists. And the fact that this is happening in China, where they don't really care about the innocence of Muslims or these French cartoons, this should underscore the fact that all of this anger and rage has nothing to do with videos and cartoons. It has to do with the fact that America has been throwing its weight around the planet, and they've angered a lot of people. And this situation could get very, very ugly very quickly. You have entire nations of people who are furious with the United States. In response to this escalation, Alaskan F-22s have been deployed down to the Pacific close to the disputed islands. I hope they got there without suffocating. But it's basically the U.S. has been pushing and pushing and pushing on the rest of the world, and now the rest of the world is starting to push back. Now, here's an interesting story. They've identified the guy who led the attack on the consulate in Libya where the U.S. ambassador was killed. And they've identified him as a former Guantanamo inmate who was handed over to Libya by America on the condition that they keep him in prison. Obviously, Libya did not. In all the turmoil of overthrowing Gaddafi, you know, he was let go. There's an unintended consequence. And the interesting thing here that you need to realize is this guy may not have been a terrorist when he was arrested and tortured, but he sure as heck was one after the U.S. let him go. So there's a little bit of backflash there. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. I know we got a caller. We're going to take the phone call when we come back from these commercials.
meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Did you know Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton radio program publishes his news, commentary, videos, and financial articles with the Paul Drockton Report, a free weekly summary e-newsletter? This mailing list is announce only. This list will not be shared or sold. No spam will be sent. Recipients will receive the Paul Drockton Report once a week only. No one else will have access to the list except Paul Drockton. Opt-in list, all list recipients kept confidential. Simply click on the free newsletter link on Paul's website, internettruth.org, internettruth.org. Again, go to internettruth.org and click the free newsletter link on the left-hand side to follow Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton radio program.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I want to talk a little bit about that silly little video that the corporate-owned media is trying to convince you is the cause of all these riots all around the world. And by the way, nobody can find that this was posted anywhere earlier than just one day before the attack on the Libyan consulate, which everybody is now saying had to be pre-planned. It was planned in advance. So the attack on the Libyan consulate was already in process, and this video was put out there to basically say, oh, this is what all the fuss is about here. Now, the corporate-owned media is focusing on this Nakula Basile Nakula, a 56-year-old Egyptian immigrant who originally introduced himself to the Associated Press as Sam Basile, an Israeli-American real estate developer. Now they're saying he's a Coptic Christian. They're trying to sever all the links between this video and Israeli intelligence operations. But the Nakula story is starting to fall apart here because he's basically, his role was supposedly logistics, sort of like a unit production manager on the production. He wasn't the director, wasn't the producer. He was only let out of jail for, I think it was bank fraud, just 1 month before filming started. So you do a little bit more digging, and what you find out is the film permit. If you're making a movie anywhere in the United States of America, you have to apply for a film permit There's usually a small fee associated with it. It basically lets the local governments know that you're going to be out on a beach shooting girls in bikini, jumping around with the latest hair cream or something like that. And if any support from local police or fire are necessary, that's the mechanism where, you know, that all gets organized. And most communities have a film board that works with film companies to get all these permits taken away. It can be a bit of a nightmare, but it's the public record of who is behind a production. And the film permit for this movie, originally named Desert Warrior, then quickly redubbed and renamed and turned into this film that everybody's talking about, was taken out by a company called Media for Christ, which is an outfit run by one Joseph Nasrallah Abdelmasih. And this Media for Christ sponsors Christian programming in Arabic, much of which features known Islamophobes like Pamela Geller and Robert Spencer. Now, if you'll remember, Pamela Geller and Robert Spencer were back in that New York City, that Ground Zero mosque. They were trying to kick up a huge kerfuffle about what an insult it was to have a mosque so near the World Trade Towers, because you're supposed to believe that Muslims knocked it down, and never mind all those Mossad agents who were arrested, cheering and high-fiving when it all came down. And the guy who runs Media for Christ was one of the co-speakers at that Ground Zero protest. So this, it's all the same group of people. Rabidly pro-Israel, rabidly anti-Islamic, working to try and trick Americans to fight yet another one of Israel's wars. All right, we got a caller on the line, George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I was sitting there listening to yesterday's broadcast on another network. That's all I'll go on saying. And they made these tungsten gold, the discovery of these tungsten gold bars like it was breaking news, like they never thought about it before. And Mike, you've been reporting on these tungsten gold bars for a long, long time, and they're finally catching up with it. Well,
the American corporate media wasn't paying attention to China's accusations and Germany's accusations. They kind of wanted that thing to be downplayed because some of these gold bars have got Fort Knox and Federal Reserve markings on them. The reason it became news is all of a sudden it's in Manhattan, it's in the jewelry district, and that's what made it newsworthy. And again, you know, something that we should not overlook is the fact that the news may be making a big deal out of the tungsten cored gold bars as a device to scare investors away from investing in gold. Keep them in the stock market. Keep them in the banks to keep the bank solvent. Because if everybody starts pulling their money out of the banks and buying gold, the banks are going to collapse. And, you know, there is no scam too onerous for the bankers to pull to try and keep your money inside their bank vault. And like I said, the idea that somebody's hollowing out gold bars and putting tungsten in there doesn't really work for anybody who's worked with metals. But what I would highly recommend to anybody who's a gold broker, you know, who has a little storefront where people are coming in and they're trading gold, I went out on eBay and I took a look, and you can pick up a used, actually even sometimes cases, a new hospital ultrasound machine for about $1,000. I know for ordinary citizens that's a lot, but for a gold dealer, it's a good investment because you have it there right on your countertop, and people come in and ask about tungsten cores, you just say, here, take a look. Put the little probe on there, because that boundary between the tungsten and the gold shows up very clearly on an hospital ultrasound. And that's just a way of guaranteeing to your customers that what they're buying is really a solid gold bar. Other thing that you can do, of course, is invest in gold coins, which are much, much more difficult to put tungsten cores into. And again, is there a fraud going on? Yeah, there is. Is the fraud by a criminal element? Well, depends on what you mean by criminal. I think that somebody needed to basically rehypothecate a lot of their gold. And I think a lot of the gold that is being kept in gold vaults, whether it's the Federal Reserve or Fort Knox, are the tungsten cord fakes so that the surplus gold could be dumped on the market to keep gold prices down or to settle accounts. And I think the scam would work, except when one of these bars gets drilled into to make jewelry and they find the tungsten, the jig is definitely up. We need a complete audit and analysis of all the gold in the Federal Reserve and all the gold in Fort Knox. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just looking at the stuff that's going on. A lot of news coming in here today we're sorting out. Getting back to that video nonsense one more time. One of the actresses that was in that movie, Cindy Lee Garcia, has filed a lawsuit against the producers of that movie, alleging personal harm from the fraud that was perpetrated when the lines she read on camera were overdubbed with this obviously inflammatory rhetoric to anger Muslims. And by the way, I mean, the reality is, if somebody wanted to set out to deliberately destroy all of the diplomatic gains by the United States across the Middle East, they couldn't have done a better job than this stupid movie. So this woman has been receiving death threats. And of course, let's be honest, she's seeing an opportunity for a lot of free publicity here. So she's started this lawsuit against this guy who originally said he was an Israeli real estate developer. Now he's saying he's a Coptic Christian. She's suing him for fraud and slander and has named Google and YouTube as co-defendants because of all the problems she says the film has caused for her. Well, you know, the reality is when you are an actor or an actress, you know, you're going to be visible and you're going to be public and you're going to attract all kinds of attention, even if the movie's a major hit. So I think the lawsuit is more likely rooted in the reality that it's going to get her a lot of free press and turn into a big star rather than any actual monetary reward from these people. All righty, let's see. Now, interestingly enough, following the shutting down of all these training operations in Afghanistan, where U.S. troops were training the Afghanis working for the installed puppet regime, only to have these Afghanis turn and start killing the Americans. John McCain, who was like the standard bearer for, yes, let's go into insert name of country here and teach them what for, is now saying it may be time for the U.S. to leave Afghanistan. And if McCain is saying that, you know, the situation in Afghanistan is very, very dire. And I'm sure the Russians are laughing their heads off that the U.S. blundered into the same mistake that the old Soviet Union did. And by the way, when the Soviet Union had to leave Afghanistan, that was the beginning of the end. Because the world came to understand the Soviet military was not this unbeatable power. And that's when nations began to break free of Soviet domination, just as nations are breaking free of American domination right now. If you are my age, you will recall a similar program that was tried of invading a country and then training the locals to fight for the U.S. interests. And this was called Vietnamization. It took place in Vietnam. It was pitched by President Johnson as a way to continue the war in Vietnam while reducing American losses, which were upsetting the American people who knew those bodies in the metal boxes that were coming back. And the plan failed miserably, which makes you wonder why somebody thought what failed in Vietnam was going to work inside Afghanistan. And it often seems that same window of awareness, 4, 6, 8 years, and a politician looking forward probably is as short a time as they look back. They don't look back 20, 30 years to see where what they're proposing now was tried before and failed. It's just all about, oh, I was elected to office here, and I only need to know what I need to know from this point on. Romney demonstrated that the other day when he was talking about the Palestine-Syria border and its need for Israel to be allowed to have military forces there to protect that border. It doesn't exist. Syria and Palestine don't butt up against each other. Now, the latest round of talks between the European Union and Iran have been described as useful and constructive, which could mean anything. But basically, Iran's chief nuclear negotiator and the European Union representative basically came out and said that some of the gaps between the P5+1 plan and Iran were being narrowed, helped along by the fact that Iran has itself reduced its stockpile of 20% enriched uranium. They're basically siphoning it off to use for the industrial purposes for which it was being created, and they're not creating new 20% enriched uranium to replace it. So they're drawing down their stockpile. Of course, it's not going to deter the war, because remember, in the weeks before the invasion of Iraq, Saddam basically capitulated completely and said, yes, if you really want to look for weapons of mass destruction in my personal bathroom, go ahead. And the attitude of the U.S. and Israel at that point was, it's too late. You should have capitulated to us unconditionally months ago, and the war is on, because the goal is the war. Nobody's really worried about Iran having a nuclear weapon. Even if they had one and nobody can prove they're trying to build one, they're not going to use it against Israel or the United States. The only time they would use such a weapon is to stop an invading force. That's the reason for weapons of mass destruction, to deter aggression. That's the reason we were sold the world's largest nuclear arsenal, was it would deter people from invading us here on the North American continent. Now, Iran, of course, put out a proposal that everybody should work for a nuclear-free Mideast. And they're having a summit of all the Mideastern nations up in Finland, where they're going to get together and say, yes, we think nuclear weapons are unnecessary, they're expensive, and we are committed to not having them in our country. That'll make everybody kind of relax. The only Mideast nation not attending the nuke-free Mideast summit in Finland is, of course, Israel. Because what Israel wants is for everybody else in the Mideast to not have nuclear weapons, but for Israel to keep theirs. So that Israel has the ability to attack other countries with impunity. We're going to attack you, but if you attack us, we'll nuke you. And you are not allowed to have nuclear weapons because we don't want to be nuked when we invade you. That's basically what they're aiming for here. And again, that hypocrisy, that double standard of the United States of America running around all these Mideastern nations saying, you can't have nuclear weapons, or in the case of Iran, you can't have nuclear power at all, while turning a very obvious blind eye to the one nuclear power that is actually in the region. Yeah, that's angering those Muslim people as well. Would anger me. All right, turning to the local economy, Illinois is seeing more people living in poverty. And apparently, you know, commerce is drying up. Sales are slowing down. People are being let go. And there are no jobs out there. Even Bank of America is speeding up their job cuts. They're accelerating their cost-cutting plan, and they're going to eliminate 16,000 jobs by the end of the year. So if you work for Bank of America, Merry Christmas. Ultimately, Bank of America plans to cut 30,000 jobs. So Bank of America is in trouble. They're all being propped up through fraud and illusion and instantly created money from Ben Bernanke. Meanwhile, to show you how completely out of touch the United States Congress is to what's going on out here in the real world, the House on Wednesday passed the Republicans' own version of the Buffett Rule, which allows Americans to voluntarily pay more to the IRS than they actually own in taxes. I don't know why they bothered. I can't imagine anybody that we would allow to operate heavy machinery wanting voluntarily to give more money to the IRS than they owe, especially in this time when we're all struggling to feed our families, pay our utility bills, pay our rent, that they would even consider such a rule. Boggles the imagination. Why waste their time on it? Nobody's going to check that box. And by the way, you don't need to check a box. If you want to send a check to the government, they'll take it. Is anybody actually doing it right now? No. Then they're probably not going to do it with this little added checkbox on the tax form. It's a complete waste of time and energy. But, you know, when you have a permanent ruling class of lawmakers, they justify their wealth and privilege and power and luxury by making more laws, no matter how silly they are. They pass laws like that, and then the real job of running the country and taking care of the country has been completely ignored. They're too busy legislating and pandering to Israel here. The U.S. has dropped to the lowest rank ever in terms of economic freedom. It's a sharp decline. The U.S. has fallen to 19th in the list from the number two position it held just 12 years ago. Of course, this is one of the reasons we have the Occupy Wall Street people occupying Wall Street again. And by the way, once again, we're seeing this very obvious public relations campaign that is going out there with spontaneous emails and messages. I got this same email about four times under four different return addresses. And I'm going to read the email to you. I didn't even put it in the letters section at whatreallyhappened.com. It is so disgusting. Quote, the capitalism-hating, iPod-toting, free bagel-devouring, Occupy Wall Street crowd has targeted banksters, billionaires, and the nation's wealthiest 1%. Their demands, which reveal a lot about their personal motivations, include free college education, complete debt forgiveness, and the outlawing of all credit rating agencies. History will view these protesters as nothing more than a foul wind, end quote. I'm sure Louis the 16th felt much the same way about those French peasants. But to clarify the point, Occupy Wall Street are not anti-capitalism, they're anti-fascism. That's the big dark secret the corporate-owned media does not want to admit to America. We stopped being a capitalist nation decades ago. We have been dragged into a fascist economy. And for those of you who are not up on the definitions, let me reprise them very, very quickly here. Capitalism is a system in which when you earn money, you get to keep it. And when you lose money, you must live with that debt. You have to solve that problem yourself. Freedom is the freedom to succeed. It's also the freedom to fail and the freedom to be very, very lonely when you fail. Because misery loves company, but company will not reciprocate. Now, socialism or communism is a system where if you make money, it's taxed away from you for the betterment of society. And if you lose money, society is taxed to cover the losses so you can pick up and start over and try again with whatever your venture happened to be. As long as it's not Lysenkoism. Fascism is a system in which if you make money, you're allowed to keep it. And only when you lose money is society taxed to cover the losses. And after decades of all of these financial shenanigans, after TARP, after bailout, QE1, QE2, QE infinity, which system do you think we're living under? We are not a capitalist nation any longer. We have gone into fascism. And what's really ironic is Lenin predicted that when American capitalism failed, it would inevitably have to deteriorate into fascism, and that's exactly what has happened. So the big lie the corporate-owned media and public relations firms are trying to put out is that Occupy Wall Street is opposed to capitalism, and nothing could be further than the truth. They're opposed to fascism. We want a return to capitalism as it was before the private Federal Reserve came along and hijacked the whole system for their own gain. Occupy Wall Street are anti-fascist. They're pro-capitalist. As far as the other demands, I don't think they're entirely unreasonable. Most other nations that have the same high taxes the U.S. has, you do get a free college education. And more nations are forgiving the debt to get out of this mess. Iceland did it. Hungary is doing it. Even the IMF is saying, yeah, that's what works to fix the economy for the people and its nation. For the nation and its people. As far as the outlawing of all credit rating agencies, I can imagine, there needs to be some way of tracking people who are, playing the system for ill. But I think that should apply to all levels of our economy. And I think if we're going to have a credit rating agency, it shouldn't just look at how much money you have, but how you came about it. Because I don't have a problem with anybody who's rich. It's how they became rich that is the issue. We look at people like James Cameron. Boy, there's a guy I admire. Or Steve Jobs, who make things, create things that we, the consumers, voluntarily trade our money for. That's capitalism. Then you have the money junkies who game the system and they buy the politicians so that automatically the money flows to them without them having to provide anything of value back. That's fascism. And that's what we hate about these people. Not the fact that they're rich, it's how they got rich that needs closer examination. Not to mention a little jail time. Not going to happen under this government though here. The euro has fallen the most in 2 months on growth concerns. The yen is gaining. People are starting to turn away from the euro just as they're turning away from the dollar, and for exactly the same reason. Quantitative easing, overprinting, all this other nonsense there. By the way, I want to remind everybody, when you hear an economist talking about growth in a nation with a private central bank that issues all the public currency as a loan at interest, what they're really talking about is increasing the aggregate debt. They use the word growth to sort of swindle the uninitiated into thinking, oh, the economy is growing, that must be good. Well, for the bankers it is. But for ordinary people, it means the nation and its people are being plunged deeper and deeper into debt. And unfortunately, in this bizarro, twisted world of private central banking, debt is considered an item of value. That's why they wrap it up and bundle it and they securitize it. Well, they didn't do a very good job of that. And they sell debt like it's an object of actual value, even at the same time as they're shipping the jobs with which people can pay that debt to other countries. Everybody's thinking about themselves. Nobody's maintaining the overview. Adam Smith was wrong. John Nash was right. Over in India, they've got a nationwide strike that is probably going to be shutting the country down. They remember how effective Gandhi was with nationwide strikes to bring about change. And again, what are the Indian people striking about? Austerity, budget cuts. You must make do with less so we can give the bankers more. That's basically the message we're hearing from all of these countries here. Now, turning to the American elections here, Paul Ryan is there trying to raise on a busted flush, trying to somehow spin away the statements that Romney was caught on video making. So we've got basically President Dumb and Vice President Dumber here teaming up to try and convince everybody that these were not unreasonable statements to make. More about this when we come back from these commercials.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now.
Free bottle offer involves processing and handling fees. Visit www.rnafreemini.com today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about Romney's many verbal gaffes, and now he's screaming about how it was illegal for anybody to be recording him anyway because it was a private meeting with his fundraisers. And basically, Paul Ryan is out there defending Romney's comments about Israel and Palestine as, quote, a statement of the status quo. In other words, you know, Romney is out there saying what his donors want to hear. And basically just proves that, you know, Romney fully intends to be Israel's butt boy if he wins the election, which is looking less and less likely. And Netanyahu has been pushing for Romney all along. Huge amounts of support coming in for Romney. In the media, certainly to get him ahead of Ron Paul and the rest of it. But now Romney's campaign is fracturing. The GOP alienated most of the GOP voters with the games around Ron Paul and his delegates. Mitt Romney changes his mind on what he's saying so many times. We can't get a read on him. It's only the off-the-cuff remarks that are captured and reported that tell us what the man's character is really like. And I understand why Netanyahu was backing Mitt Romney, because Mitt Romney in a first term and desirous of a second term is going to be more controllable than an Obama in his second term who doesn't owe anybody anything anymore and is going to be thinking about his historical legacy. So Netanyahu is definitely in a panic. He's not getting his war with Iran yet. He's not going to get a new controllable president in his first four-year term. Tim Pawlenty has resigned from the Romney campaign to become a lobbyist. That's a warning sign when key people are leaving the ship. Oddly enough, over in the British media, somebody posed the question, you know, this video could kill Romney's chances of becoming president. I don't think he had a chance to begin with, but they're focusing on the video. And then they ask, is it too late to draft Rick Santorum? Why? I mean, what a bizarre idea that the GOP is going to drop Romney and draft Rick Santorum. If the GOP wants to win the White House, they'll draft Ron Paul. I mean, Santorum just made as many verbal goofs as Mitt Romney. I don't know what they're thinking over there at the Telegraph. I guess the order is still out there. No matter how bad it looks for the GOP, we are not going to bring back Ron Paul. Wall Street says no, Israel says no, and that basically settles that. Now, State Representative Daryl Metcalf from Butler County, Pennsylvania, was talking about their new voter ID law and saying that really it's a good thing because it's only going to disenfranchise the lazy people, and lazy people don't deserve to vote. It's the new patrician class, I suspect. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after station identification.
True.